go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
So we didn't learn. We didn't learn from last time. We didn't. So, we didn't learn.
We didn't learn. We didn't learn, but to all y'all beautiful people out there, I want to wish you and the people that you be around, not all of them, but some of them, a very special Thanksgiving. Happy holidays and all that other stuff. We have a show lined up for you. Bring one of my gangsters. One of my killers is coming on, man. We're about to talk about something when she answers. Because we're going to get to it. She knows I'm calling.
What up, though?
Hi.
Hello.
How are we doing?
We doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing phenomenal. I am also doing phenomenal.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm doing so phenomenal that when I'm not doing phenomenal, I still feel phenomenal.
Well, that's just phenomenal.
Exactly. And we're here today because should we spoil it for them? Just tell them when we recorded this, because we know when it's dropping. It's dropping on Thanksgiving Day, literally.
Turkey Day.
Yeah. Is it still Turkey Day, though?
Not really. It should be Mac and Cheese Day, for real.
Thank you. Because I hear more people disrespecting turkey. And I actually like turkey. It's just that it gets played out faster than anything else. I like it.
It's definitely not the majority of what's on my plate.
No, not at all. What is the one dish that's plopped, just takes up half of the damn plate?
Well, for me, it's tied between two. There's an equal amount of both of these things, and that's mac and cheese and greens.
Okay. I am probably 50-50 with the mac and cheese and dressing. And then, okay. And probably like 30% to the 50%, like 30% yams.
Oh, yeah, you got to load it up with the yams. Yeah, that's next in line.
They got to touch each other. I can, you know, greens as well, all that in there. I like my greens touching my dressing, and I like my mac and cheese touching my yams.
I mean.
And all of them can get in the same bed together. I don't care.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's all going to the same place.
Yes. And those are four important dishes at the table for this particular holiday. But there is also dessert that's on that table. And that typically looks like a pie or a cake or, a cobbler.
You know? I don't think I've ever had cake at this time. I don't think I've ever had cake.
Yeah, we've had the one cake that to me is popular is the bundt cake. It's either the bundt cake or the like a socket to me. A Louisiana crunch cake is like a fan favorite right there. I don't really see it that often. I don't really see that in the store that often that much. But whoever is out there with the auntie / grandma arm, if y'all have a Louisiana crunch cake recipe, please send that my way. Because I would definitely, I know it has a lot of butter. It's a lot of butter involved. And sugar.
The butter.
Yeah. But there's also a different type of dessert. At this table, or tea. at this table.
Tea.
Yeah, tea. Oh, no. You think I'm talking about the fluid? No. I'm talking about the family tea. I'm talking about the drama tea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The drama tea.
Yeah, you got to stay with me. Now, passion tea could be.
Oh, passion tea is fire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You could definitely bring passion. Shit, niggas is. I've seen niggas eat slices of pizza on Thanksgiving now. Thanksgiving is not what it used to be in the 80s and the 90s for sure.
It's really not.
No, they substituting. Even myself, I've had one Thanksgiving, I cooked some Cornish hens instead of making a turkey.
Yeah, my mom talks about doing hen or something else besides turkey, which I don't care because literally I get maybe a piece.
Yeah, I mean, because my
everything else is.
I mean, now they've gotten so sick of turkeys that they frying them and, you know, you getting buffalo style turkeys, yeah. And the lemon pepper one threw me off, but okay. I'm not mad at it. It's just, you know, like when you know when you getting so sick of some shit, you just got to do something to it.
Yeah.
Because the next day anyway is going to be in between two slices of bread.
Exactly. But you know what? And I prefer to have it that way anyway. True. Like I could save the turkey or whatever, the hen, the turkey, for the next day and do the sandwiches. I don't need that on my plate on Thanksgiving. I'm cool.
Yeah. Now, before we get to
the tea,
the subject and stuff like that, how do you feel about the cranberry sauce? Do you, and have you ever had homemade?
Yes, I have. My mom does homemade because she does not like the can.
Okay, shout out. So how do you feel about the Ocean Spray?
I don't care either way.
You like it?
I do.
Me too.
Because I put that, my mom makes homemade rolls too, and I spread that shit on the rolls, and that shit is delicious.
You fat bat.
I am.
I did not see that coming because I'm definitely going to steal that technique. I've always mixed it with the dressing.
Mm-mm, slap that thing up on a biscuit, a roll. That shit is so good.
Niggas out here crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try it. I'm for sure gonna try it. But what we're here for, and I'm gonna be honest with you, Britt. Let's be honest with the audience. Today is K Dot Day again.
K Dot.
Okay? Not necessarily Thanksgiving Day, but let's just say it's less than a week. Is it less than a week? Yeah, it's less than a week. Less than a week away. Away from Thanksgiving. So y'all got the timestamp, but still, happy Thanksgiving, niggas. We're here to talk about the drama at the table.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the holidays. And people feud on all holidays, not just Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving holds the title. Because that is... I mean, family can come together on Juneteenth. They can come together on the 4th of July. A lot of families come together on Christmas. But Thanksgiving is solely made for family.
Right. And we talked about this before on another episode where, like, this is the holiday run. You got, like, back-to-back family things.
Yep.
So it's the season.
Mm-hmm, because it's Thanksgiving runs into Christmas, and Christmas runs into the New Year, and those three alone. And not saying that the New Year is an actual holiday, but it is a pivotal. At least the New Year Eve, like it's a pivotal day or night because you want to be around a loved one, whether it's, you know, a friend or a family member or the whole entire family. So it's just as important as the other two, except the other two, they all have their different meanings and styles. You know, Christmas, it brings a different type of feeling, still a lot of love, but there's presents to be issued out.
Mm-hmm. Which my family's not, I mean, with the exception of my kid, that doesn't count, but my family's actually not doing presents this year.
Really?
This is the first year where we're not, my kid's going to get all the presents in the world, but everybody else ain't getting shit.
Ours is similar. I think the kids are still going to get presents, and, you know, me and Marcy might do something, but the Christmas present, they got me. This is what I'm trying to say. Them niggas got me because we just so happened to be going on a family trip for my birthday. Yeah, I seen what you niggas did. But whatever. Still going to enjoy it. That's the present in itself. But then when you talk about Thanksgiving, you have a table, you have food, and then you have friends and family around the table. And sometimes, or even most times, you just have family members that come out from different states, maybe even a different country or two, different cities, some that stay more than an hour or two away. You don't get to see this cousin all the time. You don't get to see this aunt all the time. And you're under one household, and it's usually Big Mama house. And there's liquor that's going to be involved, whether it's actually served at the event or somebody sneaking it, because you always going to have the two cousins that go off into the backyard or around a block or to somebody's car, blaze up a joint, and then walk back in acting like nothing happened, but we smell.
Like we can't smell it.
And you look like you just finished crying.
Right.
So we
know. You come in laughing, giggling and shit.
A lot of y'all grannies wasn't that naive. They knew, okay? Some of them didn't, but some knew, okay? But as long as y'all all back, Jamal and DeAndre came back from getting high in a car, it's all gravy. But this is what we're going to be talking about. It's a couple of movies with a sprinkle of a show or two. And I'm gonna be honest with you, Brett, because of my lack of preparation, I didn't get to go through that whole list that was created, but the ones that I recommended, those are the only ones that really matter to me.
Okay. I mean, I know what's on the list. I didn't, like, take notes. I didn't prep like that. But we're organic anyway.
Yeah.
We make it work.
That's what it's about. So I would say this. We can just go through the list. And because I can tell you right now, the first time I seen Kingdom Come was the last time I seen Kingdom Come. So I'm going to tell you right out the gate, I'm not even sure what scene you talking about. I just remember it was one scene where a chick ran to the bathroom and she didn't want to come out or something like that. But we could go ahead and go down this list, and then I'm going to pick my top two.
Okay. I didn't know we was picking.
Well, no, you know what? To make it even more of a thing, we just gonna pick our best one.
Okay.
Because I already know which. Oh man, let's get to it. Let's get to this list. So this list, like I said, is a list of movies, list of TV shows that we talk about, where there was a lot of drama around this particular
table.
Yeah. Now again, we are talking. This is Thanksgiving, so shout out, but some of these scenes aren't about
holidays.
Yeah, about the holidays.
But you got family.
But you got, it's the idea came about of just the table scene. Now, they did come from a scene that I liked a lot, but it just so happened that we're dropping it on Thanksgiving and it's related to Thanksgiving. But this is just a table scene in general. That dealt with a lot of drama. So, where do you want to start at?
You said the top of the list. Let's start at the top of the list.
Okay. We're going to start with the top of the list. Let me get to the top of the list. And that is, Why Did I Get Married?
Ooh-wee. That table was spicy than a mother.
Spicy as a goddamn it. Okay? Because when you want to talk about a nigga that chose violence,
Man. Who chose the violence first, though? Because that shit.
But Mike always chose the violence through the whole movie.
Oh, he did.
I think he was always waiting.
He did. Punk ass motherfucker.
He brought his... Not even the dumbest. He brought his side chick to the vacation, made his wife drive through a goddamn storm.
But before even driving through the storm, you wasn't even going to sit next to your wife on the plane.
Oh, yeah. He dissed her.
Yeah.
He dissed her. Yeah.
And then made her drive.
Dead man. And
a snowstorm.
Yeah. Because... Technically, what are you supposed to do in that situation? You supposed to be in that goddamn car.
You drive.
Yeah, you supposed to be driving. Since she can't go on an airplane and they have to go by on the ground, you got to be the driver or goddamn bus, taxi, whatever the case may be. But it don't matter what form of transportation that you got to take. You got to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't. And he had brought his, what he thought, what was it, the 80-20?
Yep.
Yeah. So
his 20.
He brought his 20 to the vacation. And
A couple's vacation, by the way.
A couple's vacation. Where was it? It wasn't Big Bear, was it? Because it wasn't out here.
I don't think it was. No, I don't think it was Big Bear. It was a cabin somewhere in the mountains.
Yeah, but it's
Colorado,
Is Big Bear adjacent? They was in a cabinet. It was snowing. It was beautiful.
They was in a what?
They was in what?
Did you say cabinet?
No, I didn't say cabinet. It may have sounded like
you said cabinet.
Cabin. Let me pronounce my words all the way. Cabin. They were in a cabin. But it was beautiful out there.
Mm-hmm.
Real snow. Real snow. Not.
I guess.
I mean, coming from where I come from, I don't get snow all the time. And even the areas that we do go to, like Big Bear. There's certain parts of the year where they're supposed to get snow, and it doesn't snow as much, so they have artificial snow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, like, if they weren't out here and they was in the actual area where they do get snow, I'm jealous because I've always wanted to, you know, play in some goddamn snow, some real snow at that.
Mm-hmm.
But and I just like the way snow looks. Too cold though. Because we was in some snow and it was like 19 degrees. I said, what is this?
Yeah, some bullshit.
19 degrees. That has to be, 19 degrees. I've been in 19 degrees and 21 degrees. And look, all the Midwest and East Coast people, that's it? Yeah, stupid, because I don't be in cold like that. why would I want to be in something colder than that? Chicago? No. But, yeah, so they was at this table, and everybody has their secrets. And I think the one thing that this movie did was highlight marriage like issues,
mm-hmm.
Brought a light to people's marriages and what they go through, and basically showing you the private side of their marriages, the secrets, the dirty secrets, etc.
Some big secrets, some small, some...
I think some of the small secrets was big.
Well...
Like the transmitted disease.
Well, yeah. But before we get to the big, so like Tyler Perry's character and his wife, she was a workaholic and whatever.
Crazy.
And then like his secret was he tested their kid because... He didn't think it was his because she was working all the time.
Yeah.
So that's what they had.
But that wasn't it though.
What else did they have?
She had the office fling.
She didn't have no office fling.
She didn't do anything, but she said verbatim, yo, it's been 63 days of you changing your wardrobe, your makeup. Is his name Philip? Like he put her on blast.
Oh, I got to go back and watch that. I don't remember part.
It was after right after the table scene when they was in bed.
Mm. I gotta go back and watch that.
Oh, yeah.
You're right, then that is a bigger deal.
Yeah, because he basically said, yo, you started to dress a little, you started to pay attention to what you're putting on now a little bit more, like more details,
mm-hmm.
your perfume. He said, hey, and this probably was the line of the whole movie. He said, I know your heartbeat. So you would be arrogant to think that I didn't see the change.
Hmm. Yeah. I gotta go back and watch that. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, it's right after. Look, you can fast forward too. It ain't gonna take you that long. You can matter of fact, YouTube. You go to YouTube.
No, I'm good.
Man, you go to YouTube.
I believe you.
It's right there. But I thought their situation was pretty crazy. And then when we get to Janet,
man, that's tough.
Yeah, that's tough. That one is, yeah. You're not supposed to bring that. You gotta bust a bottle over his head for that.
That's not the one that even got the bottle busted over his head.
Yeah, but hey, he let that out. He let that out the bag. And then basically, he decided to be an asshole one last time to his wife when he decided, hey, this dinner is over with. Told his 20% to go up and start packing. And then proceeded to tell his wife, I basically want a divorce. You can have the rental properties. And it was something else. And he said something about like I don't know if it was a restaurant or something like that, but he said it's in a bad neighborhood, some shit. And yeah, she blanked out and grabbed.
Before she grabbed it, he like tapped her. He's like, hello, because she wasn't responding.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She was, yeah.
So like, yeah, he basically acted like she's stupid. Like, okay, she's not going to say nothing. All right, whatever. And then that's when she grabbed that bottle, clocked him over his head.
I'm trying to figure out what bottle that was.
That was a big ass bottle.
That was a big. I thought it was you know what I thought? I thought it was a Grey Goose bottle. That Grey Goose bottle, you damn near would have killed him.
That shit is bottom heavy.
Yeah, so that was that. We found out about somebody getting the STD.
Marcus and Angela, that's my favorite part of that whole scene.
She had the reverse Uno card the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I was just waiting for you to get tested.
Yeah, that's boom.
Wild. She said, boom.
It got physical. It got physical before.
Oh, yeah,
it got
he did try to strangle her after that.
Yeah, it was all.
You're so damn evil.
Man. Oh, man.
You got it from Walter. I ain't gay. What?
Said, I ain't gay. I stole my car, Jody. Oh, my God. Okay. What do we have after that?
That was some drama at the table. Ooh.
Yeah, because I just want to know what they was eating.
I don't even remember food being on the table.
Me neither. That's the crazy part. That's the crazy part.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what we got next? We got soul food?
Soul food. Soul food. And you know my quote when we talked about this before.
What's your quote?
The family fucked my husband.
Oh my God. Faith, you little. Oh my God.
You
Faith.
And your wig is bad, and you just.
You can get typecast like that.
Yeah.
Oh really my cool. God, Faith. And here's the call. Faith was just, she just super cool.
Was she, though?
She was super cool and bubbly. She was just cool. Now, look. Her actions aside, yeah, that's one thing. But outside of that, like, to me, she had one of the best personalities in the movie.
Okay.
I'm not going to kick it with her that long. But she was super cool. Obviously, everybody know my sugar Bird. Come on, Bird. That's my dog right there. Bird is my dog. But... again, this right here is not necessarily like this wasn't really the Thanksgiving table though.
No.
This was like the pregame.
Mm-hmm.
This was like the pregame. And they discussing family business. And I must say, like, I'm not going to say I understood where Terry was coming from because I'm on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But she was spitting facts and she was spitting bars and she went full K-Dot. Once, like, you know, niggas started speaking up, giving her the history lesson of the house and things of that nature, she was like, nigga, shut up. All right, we're gonna sell this house. We're gonna put Uncle such and such in a home, and because ain't none of y'all paying the bills but me. I'm paying the bills and the property right. tax. So I was like, damn, she do got a point. She was like, and we put that nigga in a home. Bird was like, nigga, we are not doing that. But yeah.
She was business savvy about the whole thing.
She was business savvy. But mm-hmm. when she said what she said, the look on her husband's face.
Mm-hmm.
Mind
and then she
you,
got that knife.
She got the Michael Myers special.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell that she would have killed him by accident. Because the way she held it, I was like, she about to hurt somebody other than him.
Yep.
The way
anybody
she
gets in the way.
Yeah. So, Britt, what do you say? Like, who do you think, when you look at the situation, because we know in Why Did I Get Married, Mike was the issue, solely the mm-hmm. issue. He could have not said certain things and it wouldn't have escalated. It still mm-hmm. would have been a messy, you know, situation. It was already messy because there's a person that was there that wasn't supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But in this scene, who could have controlled the situation better? Because it didn't look like she was ready to get those bars off anyway.
Yeah, that was just a bomb waiting to go off.
Because how do you bring up that situation without somebody basically throwing a lob off the backboard to you? Because they were basically like, you know, this house is for the family. That family word mm-hmm. triggered her.
Yeah. Yep, because wasn't Faith the cousin or something?
Yeah, she's either she's a little cousin.
Well, and then, you know, Terry felt like nobody was on her side, so she felt, you know, in a corner by herself. So, I mean, maybe she shouldn't have said what she said when she did. I get totally saying it, but really, I don't know. Everybody had their part, though. I feel like it.
I think because everybody had their parts because of the topic. And the topic was selling, mm-hmm. was selling or keeping the house.
But her husband did not make it any better.
Whose husband? Max?
Terry's.
Terry's? Well, he was quiet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was quiet. He wouldn't say shit.
Well, he couldn't.
He really couldn't, no, but like,
You wanna know the sad part? Even though she was upset and she had a reason to be upset, she still understood.
Mm-hmm.
She understood why, but she definitely still went off. As she should.
Yep.
Terry had control of it, but she let it out. I think, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think that one's just too many of them. Yeah. Like it's everybody's fault.
Yeah.
Like, well, because at the end, the boy was like, I want to have dinner at Big Mama's house. Like I want everybody. Because didn't he lie to everybody to get them all there?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So, he did his job.
He's the only one that get a pass.
Man, he saw Big Mama get her leg chopped off. He said, enough.
Mm-hmm.
Bring y'all ass to this house so we can eat. But I get it, though. Something, you know, that, you know, we talking about a house. Everybody that I know talks about, you know, if you have a house and it's left to you, you know, that means a lot. You know, it's a lot of memories and stuff. Like, it hurts my heart seeing houses that I used to pass by all the time, or houses that I used to go to, used to be inside, and now it's apartment complexes or condos or some shit like that. It's like, damn.
Yeah.
So I totally understand that, but faith, you got to take that faith.
You got to take that faith. You
got to take
that. You ain't allowed back no more.
yeah. You got to take that faith, because we got to talk about Terry's husband Miles, because
talk about typecasting.
Yes. Thank you, because he's going to be a part of one of my other episodes that I got coming up. But he, man, you got to get it together, brother.
Man, every time I see his face in anything, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I get it. But he does have a couple of roles that is like the total opposite.
Does he?
Yeah. I can't think of it right. I can't think of the movie right now. But yeah, he got some positive.
Nah, because look, okay, not to get too off topic, but Waiting to Exhale. Nah, that fool can kick rocks.
Oh yeah, he was that probably
he can kick rocks his, barefoot.
Yeah, that probably was his worst role.
Ugh.
Yeah, set that shit on fire.
Yeah, all of it.
Barbecue. All right, so Faye, yeah, you gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
New Jack City. Oh my God,
New Jack City. Look, I did rewatch this one because I hadn't seen it in a cool minute, and that table, look, the New Jack City table had highs and lows.
Okay,
it was because in the beginning it's celebrating. You know, they make money, they whatever, right? They're a team, they rule and everything. And then throughout the movie, everything breaks down at that table.
Yeah.
Because every time they get together and they talk, or, you know, they meet up after something happens, it's falling apart.
Yeah.
And so more drama at that table.
Right.
And then you by yourself at the end.
Uh-huh. Well, the one major mess up is when the Carter got, you know, somebody dropped a dime, and from what Nino said, they was making $1 million a day. It was definitely $1 million a day. It's not a million.
I just want to be employed for a week. I'll be good.
$1 million a day. That nigga was mad, but he was so mad that he was jump roping.
Yeah.
The nigga was jump roping. So, you know, look, anytime there's a table involved and you got everybody around the table and a nigga that's the head of whatever that is, that family, entourage, gang, mafia, whatever you want to call it, if the nigga start jump roping, somebody's about to get hurt.
But you about to die, you about to lose a limb, you about to get your ass whooped, something happening.
Yeah. I mean, because now, we didn't know at the time, but, you know, if you watch movies enough, and I can't say this for myself because I was young at the time, so I wasn't, you know, I wasn't into movies or knowing about movies like that to say this, but you kind of know that the brother's not going to die that early. So he's not going to kill his brother that early. But lo and behold, he still killed the next.
Right. Rest in peace, G-Money.
G-Money. And it was a woman involved. It was more than that or whatever, but they had their own little side beef because, you know, of greed and jealousy. But, you know, you got his head honchos, you got his lieutenant, you got his favorite shooter at the table. He got the brother-in-law that the nigga don't like. He said, I never did like your pretty ass. There was some physical altercation. And, yeah, I mean, when you are the reason, or... I guess you can say the reason why $1 million operation got shut down. $1 million a day, I'm sorry, got shut down. Somebody got to get stabbed in the hand.
Yeah, you hired Pookie. You brought Pookie back.
You hired Pookie. Scotty, help! Scotty!
I got a clubbing!
She just keep calling
me. Oh,
man. Keep calling me. Shout out, man. Shout out to Chris Rock. That was, he killed that role.
He did, though.
He did. Ice-T, shout out, too. Ice-T killed that role, too.
He did, but goddamn, that hair.
Like, yeah, the hair is crazy.
It's such a distraction.
But yeah, I mean, you know, and then he sat down and then, yo, the one thing I don't get is, so afterwards he told everybody to leave. Oh, he was like, leave me. Don't stab me in my hand and say, leave me.
Right. Be gone.
Call the paramedics for one. Like, talk about leave me. You just stabbed me through my goddamn hand. But we can't talk about that and then not talk about the Martin scene. You know what I mean? Because it kind of go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I would have to rank that probably one of the best scenes ever in Martin history.
Okay.
And the reason why I do is because niggas broke character so many times during that. Because they said they said the dog was there, but they wasn't going to use it.
Yeah.
And they ended up using it.
They sure did. And oh, I love when shows do that, by the way. When they break character and they keep it.
Yeah. I like it.
It makes it even funnier than what it is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But yeah. They weren't expecting it.
No.
And yeah, I think that's a lot of people's top Martin scene. Mm-hmm.
And it was all over, what, a CD player?
Mm-hmm.
That Brother Man had this whole time?
Yep. Brother Man, Fifth Flow.
That nigga stay breaking in.
Make some sandwiches.
Yeah, man. Shout out to D Murph, because you know D Murph had him on the show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's when we found out that he actually got a sandwich or something like that.
That's funny.
Yeah, and again, I don't know if it was the idea created on D Murph's show or it was already in the works and he, you know, brought it up on an episode, but yeah. He had him on his show, so shout out to D Murph.
Shout out.
So that's up there. It's the comedy version, but it was some tension. It was some drama.
Mm-hmm.
It was some drama for sure. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We gotta go. You're gonna have to take full control over this because I can tell you I don't remember nothing about
Kingdom Come.
I don't.
Okay, I haven't seen it in years, but I know after we talked about this, I looked up the scene real quick because I didn't feel like watching the whole movie. But the gist of the movie is there's a funeral for, it's LL Cool J and Anthony Anderson's dad. And so everybody in this got their own little, you know, personal drama, just kind of like soul food. Everybody got their own little family thing going on. The mom, Whoopi Goldberg, is just trying to have the funeral, just trying to lay her husband to rest, like, whatever you're doing, I don't care, you know, all that. So, Anthony Anderson cheated on his woman, Jada Pinkett, and she going nuts through the whole thing and hollering and crying and breaking down and fainting in front of everybody. All the whole thing. Right. And I think the woman ends up being at the funeral or like helping out with the family and stuff. Kind of like, it's like a mix of Why Did I Get Married and Soul Food. It's just, yeah. So, ironically, Vivica Fox is in this one too. And they end up trying to get the table together for the food after a funeral. Uh-huh. And then that's when everybody's like, that's when Jada Pinkett finds out that it was this one woman. I think her name was Bernice Talbot or something like that.
That's a crazy and last so, name.
Right? And so when she finds out, the woman's there and she like freaks out. She starts chasing her around. Anthony Anderson tried to cut in between and like calm her down and everything. And she started hitting him. It ends up being a whole scene. So that's why I had said Kingdom Come, because there was some drama around food and all the family. Yeah, that's the gist of that one.
Okay. It seems like I can find this on Tubi.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
If I can find it, I'm going to watch it, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's got some funny parts. I mean, you got Anthony Anderson and Eddie Winslow's in there.
Eddie Winslow, yeah.
Yeah. I forgot what his thing was in there.
I just remember he was in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shout out. We had movies. We did.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we got a Nutty Professor. So this is, wait, which one though? Are we talking with Jada?
It could be both, really. But I was talking about the first one.
Oh, with Jada, right? Jada was in the first one, right? That wig was wild.
Man. That shit did not move.
That thing was it was right there. But that one was just a classic scene because you had G Moms going off. Mm-hmm. She asking them if they had sex. You know what I'm
saying?
Y'all
gonna have relations?
Yeah, a little.
Okay, let's just talk about both because it's kind of the same thing. Because this is the grandma does the same thing to Janet in the second one.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing that the grandma does when her and Papa Clump are going back and forth, and she says, "Who's this piece of Paschetti remind you of?" Oh my God.
So in this situation, like Terry and like Mike, she basically she's controlling the table right now.
Yeah.
She is the energy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She got the slick lines, all that, teeth falling out, all kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, classic. And man, shout out to they say it, but I don't think they say it enough. Eddie Murphy and his goddamn Britt, I got a question for you. You gotta think hard about this one.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, it's lopsided as far as how many characters. No, it might not be lopsided. I haven't counted, so I don't want to lie. But who had the better characters, Martin or Eddie Murphy? Think about it.
Are we talking about Eddie Murphy's career?
No, let's or... hey, late. We're gonna do this. Let's leave these niggas on a cliffhanger. That's going to be a whole show.
Oh, shit.
Eddie versus Martin.
I can't wait for that one.
Eddie versus Martin.
I can't wait for that one. That's going to be dope. Okay.
So we're going to do that, and we just doing characters only, not stand-up. But, I mean, obviously the movies, was Eddie Murphy in any TV shows? Saturday Night Live. We're not doing that one.
I don't think he was.
I don't think he was either. Or at least I wasn't old enough to remember.
I just gotta say though, his Saturday Night Live shit was hilarious.
Yeah, classic.
One of my favorites.
Oh, I'm going to admit this. Saturday Night Live is one of those things that I wish I would have got into like that. I never really got into it like that. I would watch it, but I wasn't watching it like how I was watching The Simpsons.
Yeah, I watched Saturday Night Live back then more than I do now. I watch like clips No, I watched it more back in the day.
Watch this. Let me see if we're friends or not. I almost feel like I know the answer. Saturday Night Live or The Office?
The Office.
Okay. Wow. That's a fight, though. That's a fight.
Nah, that's easy for me. That's The Office.
Because Saturday Night Live has the most seasons out of everybody, right?
It doesn't matter how many.
I'm just saying because they have a lot.
But yeah. Oh yeah. They got like what 50 something. They up there.
Yeah. And they cameos is shit crazy.
True. But I could watch the, I don't watch the SNL like that. I still watch The Office back to back.
That's true.
All the time.
I think I'm going to get into my, I think I might get into my SNL bag. I don't know where I want to start at, but it'll probably be somewhere back when Eddie was there.
Well, yeah, well, on Peacock, they have SNL collections. So you can watch like some of Eddie Murphy's best and some of Chris Farley's best.
Shout out to Chris
Farley. And Bill Murray. And yeah, so you can start there with watching some of the best ones.
Shout out. All right. But we're going to do that. Jot that down. Eddie versus Martin characters edition.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Anything left on Nutty Professor?
I don't think so.
Okay. Shout out to that damn, who was it sponsored by? Volkswagen? The second one.
Yep.
Because, I remember the video.
Everybody wanted that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love she was song. Riding a mat. Mm-hmm.
Was it like a green, like a lime green or some shit like that? Yeah. Look at me being a stalker.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
So we talked about the Martin one with the New Jack City. So the next one would be, I can honestly tell you, I don't remember this one either. And,
okay.
And I watched Wedding Crashers a couple of times. I just don't remember it.
I can tell you about this one. So, in Wedding Crashers, the Wedding Crashers join the family, at their whatever home, and they're at the dinner table being served by the help or whatever you want to call them. And they have an older grandma. Very old, you know, so she's got the racist, prejudice comments here and there. Because I just remember she's like, and her daughter? Big dyke. Big rug monkey.
And who said so that, Ms. Vaughn?
Huh?
Who said that?
The grandma said it. Yeah.
The grandma said it.
Yeah, and because then the brother of the sisters, he's
that
like
hilarious.
Yeah, he's like awkward and gay, and he like he's kind of dark, and they comment on his stuff all the time, and so everybody's little tidbits are coming out, but the grandma just. Saying the most outlandish shit.
Yo, the grandma's is up right now. The grandma, when we're done with this, I'm thinking the grandma's might win this one.
Yeah, probably.
The grandma's they might win shit. This one. Yeah.
They run shit.
Can mm-hmm. I just want to say this. I'm going to apologize to y'all now. Meet the parents. Or is it the parents or Meet the Falkers? No, it was Meet the Parents.
I think it was Meet the Parents. Meet the Parents. I didn't even put that on this list.
Meet the Parents did not make the list, y'all. And I'm sorry.
I forgot that. That's all. We talked about it, but I forgot to put it on there.
Yeah, Meet the Parents did not make the list. So yell at us now and love us later.
Yeah.
All right, so shout out to Wedding Crashers. Where do we rank Vince Vaughn, though?
Oh, he's hilarious.
He is, though. He don't miss. But has he ever had like a serious role?
You know what? I'm looking him up right now. Hold on. Vince Vaughn.
I can't think of one.
He's got to have one.
Even our two guys, even Dwight and what you call it, got serious roles after the show. Jim and Dwight got, you know, one nigga turned into a motherfucking mercenary. And Dwight, what was Dwight? A serial killer or some shit?
Something. Oh, he's had a couple. Some of the stuff I've never even heard of, but he was in the second Jurassic Park movie, the one that nobody watches. So that wasn't really a comedy.
But did he have
jokes? Was in Psycho.
He was?
He was in the 98 version of Psycho.
I'm going to have to check that out. I'm going to have to check mm-hmm. that out.
But I love him in Be Cool.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, Weezy.
And Three Stacks. Don't give me no gun. I say that to Varsity, y'all. Don't give me no gun.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's funny.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. Step Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Step Brothers.
Step Brothers. Oh Will God. Ferrell's in my top five white blue eyes, soul comedian.
Yeah, he's
I made
funny.
That up.
You sure did.
Robin Williams, so. Will Ferrell. Those are my top two.
I think you got to add Jim Carrey to that.
Jim Carrey, yeah, for sure. All right, so that's the trilogy.
Yep.
That's the trilogy for sure. You're right.
For Step Brothers, what, were they at the table after they first moved in together?
The brother was an asshole. The brother's wife was super horny.
Was she, though?
She was. She was a fan. She was a freaky ass nigga. You see what she did? That was sexual harassment, what she did to him in the bathroom.
Oh, that one. Okay, we're talking about that table. Got it. I got it now. Okay.
Well,
brother and... Well, I was thinking like in the beginning when they first move in together.
Oh.
Because, like, yeah, it gets a little crazy and awkward there. But no, you're right. That other dinner table when the brother
the family
come.
Remember the nigga came up to the treehouse?
Oh, my God.
When he came up to the treehouse to go get him.
You see these abs? But when she gets all like flustered and pushing up on him and she says, I just want to roll you up into a ball and shove you in my vagina. What? Hey. And when I feel a tickle, I know it's just your hair.
You got to get away from her. I love her. I love her.
She plays crazy very well.
Yes. She does a phenomenal job. A phenomenal job. That whole cast, though.
Yeah, that movie had me. It still makes me laugh like I seen it for the first time.
When the bunk beds fell on that nigga, though.
Oh, my God.
I hollered.
So many activities.
That nigga said, this so is how we do it. Oh, my God.
The Catalina wine mixer.
Yo. That nigga was singing his ass off.
Mm-hmm. He sure was.
Yeah, classic.
But that table, what's funny at that table is where the dad is so, like, in love with the son.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is, I forget, Derek. And he's just laughing and just staring at him. And she's like, I've never heard you laugh like that. And he's, you know,
yeah,
and then the,
like,
the other
on,
boys are
on.
Like interrupting. He's like, don't interrupt him. Yeah. Nope.
Oh, man.
Not every child can be the favorite now.
That's a fact. That is a fact. Oh, my God. That's such a good movie. All right. Oh, my God. I got to watch that now.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
I gotta watch.
I have to put that on.
Now, a personal favorite in the personal stash. Oh my God. Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
You don't understand that this is Aunt Bethany's 80th Christmas. They asked this motherfucker
to say the blessing.
To say the blessings. And she proceeded to say the Pledge of Allegiance, nigga.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Hey, cousin got
up. Wait, no. Hold on. They want you to say grace. She goes, grace? She died about 20 years ago.
Oh, man. Hey, when cousin stood up and put his hand across his heart, you just got to roll with it.
Yeah.
Just roll with it. That turkey. Well,
cousin Eddie served, so I mean
and
he had to.
in the Martin Thanksgiving episode, they had the candy yams that was a flop, right?
Mm-hmm.
In this movie, the turkey.
Oh, that damn turkey.
That turkey was where was the
didn't
meat?
Didn't stand a chance. Didn't stand a chance. That shit turned to dust.
Oh my God. And it pooted. Go back. I seen it. It pooted. As it burst open, it pooted. Watch out.
Look, and if you pay attention, right? So Chevy Chase is chewing that shit like it's jerky. Okay?
Like it's like frozen beef jerky, though.
Yeah, and I can't remember if it's him or somebody else, but somebody's like, no, I think it's his mom, is dunking the turkey in the water and then eating it. Like, she's putting it in her glass of water and then eating it.
Everybody around that table is struggling with that shit. And poor old girl, the wife of cousin, just, I felt her soul. She said it, though. She caught it. She said, we put that motherfucker to it. He was in there too early. Like, I tried to tell y'all. Oh, man. Shout out. We already know what happens after that. What was the damn squirrel?
Man, the squirrel from the tree. Let's not forget the cat and the jello.
The cat.
And then, let's see, the dog got in the trash.
Yeah.
And
he's choking on a bone, by the way, under the table.
Yeah, under the table. Well, maybe if you wouldn't feed him. Nah, he probably got in the trash or something.
That dog. Oh my god! That dog was about to die.
Mm-hmm. But that whole table scene, everybody was on edge at that point.
Yeah.
It was. Oh my god. Yeah. It was awful.
Shout out. It's a classic movie to me. I'm not saying that I do. I had the DVD. That's how much I loved it.
I did too.
Yeah, but I bought the DVD way after we stopped watching DVDs. I just wanted to
just
collect.
Had to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorites around Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, rounding up to the last one. Here we go.
Mm.
Here we go. And this is a Brit. This is Britt added this one, and I must agree.
That's my shit. I love this movie so much.
We're going to Brown Sugar, babe.
Hey.
I get high off of love.
Now, you know which table I'm talking about, right?
You're talking about the divorce.
Yes. We're celebrating my what? My divorce.
He walked up like, hey,
you wearing my favorite dress that got this area all out. Oh,
got your titties out. What was the dude's name? It was like something.
I was just trying to think of that, and I'm going to figure it out.
It was like, because he was like, it was like a smart name.
Yeah, it
wasn't Lance, was it?
No, I don't think so. Hold on, I'm going to figure that out, because I can see him saying it.
Yeah.
Dawson. I think his name was Dawson. Hold on.
It was Dawson?
I think so. Hold on.
That's a cold name for a black dude.
Right? Well, he did look kind of square.
Have you ever met a black Dawson?
No, I haven't. Brown Sugar divorce scene. I'm going to just load up the scene here real quick.
Yeah. That was classic. But it's cold walking up to your wife and seeing her all booed up.
On a date.
On a date. Like, nigga, she outside. She ain't even trying to hide it. Nigga, she's at the table that's, like, nigga, there's a runway to her table.
Mm-hmm.
All the other tables are pushed to the, because was they in, like, a booth? Was it a booth?
They were in a booth, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, she was, nigga, she was out there, like, she wasn't married.
Yep, married, and then I'm pulling it up right now. But married, and like acting all shocked to see him, and
I blame Sanai. She could have been. She could have done a way better job of making sure that nigga didn't get over there.
Okay, his name is Richard Lawson. I knew there was something to sound like Dawson.
So it was Lawson. It was Lawson. That's
yeah,
what, that's
he's
what,
like,
yeah,
Richard Lawson.
That nigga dissed your whole
he said
government.
Sound educated.
Oh my God. That was
Give me a bottle
Robert.
Of your best champagne because we're celebrating. We're celebrating my what? My divorce.
My divorce.
Last. Man, that table gotta be awkward as hell. I would not want to be her name's Sid. I would not want to be Sid sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That.
Well, okay. Ooh. So I'm see, this is why we do shows together. Who was embarrassed the most? My vote is Miles.
Yeah, probably.
Because the way Max, like, it hurt my heart when Max looked at him and was like, oh, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, Miles. That's gonna crush me right there. So I'm going with Miles being the most embarrassed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you got to. It's got to be him.
You going with Miles too?
Yeah.
I mean, hey. Gee, I mean, you got punked in front of the whole organization, though. Like, he grabbed your face and mushed it. And then he wiped somebody else's blood on your clothes. And then told you, you will not make another mistake like this. And you didn't, because you ended up dying by him.
Yeah.
So he's up there, too. But Miles for sure, I'm going with that one. If I have to pick somebody from Why Did I Get Married, I gotta go with Tyler Perry's wife.
You what?
I gotta go with her. Because you gotta go back.
I felt like Soulja Boy right there, sorry.
Drake?
really, her?
Who would you go with?
That is the reason for all the shit?
Oh, okay, I see where you're going. Yeah,
is that what you were saying?
Huh?
Is that what you were saying? Like, the reason why all this shit happened?
No. I'm asking you.
The most embarrassed.
Yeah, the most embarrassed. But you could, if you still go with Jill Scott, that's totally understandable. That was fucking embarrassing.
I would do Jill Scott.
You do Jill Scott? Yeah.
Yeah, because then you realize this whole entire time everybody knew what they were trying to tell you.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I'm with you.
Yeah.
You got me.
And so then, not only that, you just got your heart crushed. Like, you're realizing it in front of all your friends.
Yeah. For sure. I gotta go with that one too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Let's see who else. Obviously, in Nutty Professor, Klump is the most embarrassed.
Yeah. For sure. Nobody was embarrassed. Well, I don't think Martin was embarrassed, but if anybody would be, it probably would be him once he found out that Bruhman had it. But
right. Like, and how you keep letting brother, you ain't getting no locks on these windows.
Please tell me how. This nigga has been in your house.
Break in all the damn time.
He'd be
in your robe. He'd be eating your food.
Making fire sandwiches.
Oh, he'd be coming in and putting the baby to sleep. Remember when they were babysitting?
Yeah.
Came and got the baby. Baby was crying. I was just putting the baby to sleep.
hey, you just did it again. That's another episode you got to jot down. We got to talk about those, what do you want to call them? Like side characters? Or we can call them, and no disrespect, but we can call them role players. Because, okay. I mean, let's be honest. I'm going to be totally honest. Without the role players, you don't have a show. You can have a main character, but you gotta have Braxton. I need Braxton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So with the Waynes, who's the side character that I needed?
Pops.
Pops is the side character, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're
Pops
right.
Pops and D.
Pops and I love D. I'm so glad they did Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That was so perfect.
Yeah.
And then that's crazy how in House Party, his wife in House Party was in fucking what? Next Friday?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Friday after next. Yeah.
It was Friday. Oh, yeah, because when I got the job. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the other ones come with. I mean, the brothers got embarrassed by what you call it, brother.
Mm-hmm.
The wife was embarrassed on Brown Sugar.
I don't know if she was the most embarrassed though.
And Brown Sugar?
Maybe. Okay. You know what? Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean,
not only was it your date and your husband, it's also your husband's best friend.
Yeah.
So you got a bigger audience, I guess.
Yeah, she got caught. She got caught.
Mm-hmm.
So are we about to do it? We about to piss some people off and say what our number one is?
You go first.
I'm going, damn, Brett. Because it comes down to why did I get married and soul food for me?
Okay.
And the reason, because if I got Miles as for me as the most embarrassed, but Mike is that nigga set it off.
It's time Mike's, to set it off.
I'm gonna have to go with that table. I'm gonna have to go with that's the most dramatic table right there, because it was so much. It's so many stories involved.
You said you're going with why did I get married?
Yeah, because with Tyler, it was actually two different, you know, problematic stories. It was the baby, mm-hmm. and then it was her, you know, having a work husband. Shit, I don't. They didn't really go into detail, but she was dressing.
I think
up.
It was married to her work. It wasn't an affair.
Watch. Watch, I promise you.
I will watch it, but I don't remember that.
Look, and as soon as you see it, text me. Text me as soon as you see it. Watch. But I'm gonna go with that one because it was just too much drama. It was too much drama.
Yeah, I'm going with that one too.
And two people got assaulted.
You so damn evil.
You know, and they're poor. Like, okay, so how you feel about Miss 20%?
I think she's just as guilty as the husband. Like, that was, Jill Scott was her friend.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That was her friend.
Yeah.
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 And then you were there knowing that the dude you're sleeping with is married to your friend.
Yeah.
And smiling and trying to mingle in with all the wives and everything. Like,
yeah, how do you do that, nigga? You a cold nigga? Yeah, watch the party die on her. Yeah. That's foul. And she wasn't even all that either.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah.
That was the 20.
Straight 20%. That motherfucker don't clean, don't cook, don't.
And then his ass wanted Jill Scott back. Nope. Yeah. Sorry.
No, once she got outside, we was, what?
Mm-hmm. Once she saw that another man could actually appreciate her.
And help upgrade her. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like it was someone pushing her to be better.
Yep.
And he offered
to work out with her.
Mm-hmm. And in return, like,
please offer to work out with me. Yeah. You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, you lost that one, Bucko. You ain't never getting that one back. But I did like. Nope. Did you see the latest trend that they did on the internet?
Mm-mm.
Where they was, it was something I forgot where it came from, but they was playing their characters online. Like, it started with one person, and then the other person heard about it, and they picked up on it, and they just kept it going.
I don't think I have.
I gotta go. If I find it, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I forgot what it was about or how it even started, but it was dope how it started, though. I guess that's it, right? I guess I'm excited for the Eddie versus Martin thing, though.
Me too, though.
Because we have to do our research. And like I said, I assume, before I just stop myself, I assume that Eddie had more characters. But Martin had a lot of characters.
Martin did.
He had a lot. Because he had some. We're talking about overall. I'm not just talking about the characters that he had in the show. I'm talking about the mm-hmm. movies included. So Big Mama,
oh my God, I love that movie.
The
pizza. Blue Streak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, pizza for robbery, homicide. That's my shit. I love that movie.
Oh my God. Yeah. But Eddie got some too.
Oh, Eddie does, especially if you want to include SNL.
SNL, Coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, it's about to be on and cracking for that episode.
Yeah, that's going to be... Oh, we got to start working on that one.
Yep. Pronto. Ooh,
we might... I might do that for, like, the new year.
Ooh.
I might do that, like...
off with a bang.
Like, you know what?
Bang, bang, bang.
I think we should... I think we should make this... the rest of the month, I'm talking about December, that is, an event. Like, I wanna make some artwork for this. Yeah, we gotta come with it. But remember, we not including the stand-ups. Cause Eddie killing Martin in a stand-up.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I just watched Raw the other day. That shit had me in tears.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I ain't gonna do that. I don't feel like I don't want to argue about no stand up. But he,
yeah, no,
yeah, he got.
But
he
I'm in agreement with you. Eddie got Martin beating that.
You know, Bill Bellamy got one stand up that I like.
I don't know that I've watched a Bill Bellamy stand up.
He got one, man, where he talk about when you a kid and you get and you in like a new neighborhood or something like that. That shit had me crying. It was good. It was. I forgot what the special was called though.
But I'm gonna look it up.
Bill Bellamy got. I don't know how many he got, but that one I think. Which I don't know if that was his first one or not. But that's I know that's his most popular one. That shit was funny to me.
I have to. I'm actually searching for it right now because earlier I was watching Dave Chappelle, one of his latest ones.
Oh yeah,
and so
I mean his last the catalog that he's built recently though that was more like TED Talks to me. Stay still funny. I still consider him funny, but he do be coming across just tell and it be dope though to me. I think once you get to a certain level, like you get to do that. I would have loved to see that version of stand up from. From what you call it, may he rest in peace. Damn, I can't think of his name right now.
I don't know who you're talking about. There's lots of comedians that.
Yeah, RIP. one of the kings of comedy.
Good God.
Yeah, no.
Bernie Mac.
There you go. I don't know why I was thinking of Craig Mack. But I knew it was Mac. But yeah, Bernie Mac. I would have loved to see that version of stand up from Bernie Mac.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of those ones.
Yeah.
Tell you get some milk and cookies. Fuck him. Fuck him.
You don't understand. I'm skinny, motherfuckers.
How often do you go back and watch Def Comedy Jam? I do that shit all the time.
I actually did. I had a little moment earlier in the year where that's all I was watching was I just put it on and let it ride out. And whoever was on, I just ended up watching.
The women comedians back then, you want to talk about.
Man.
Explicit. But they were nasty.
Super nasty. What's that? I know we're getting off topic. What's that girl's name? She's so freaking disgusting.
Giving
is
it a
the dip? short hair. The short blonde hair, she's bigger. She was with Cat Williams. What's her name?
She be with Cat Williams?
Yeah.
I can't think of her name, but I know you're talking
about. But you
about.
Know who I'm
she
talking
filthy,
about.
She's filthy though. Oh, she filthy.
Oh, she's disgusting.
She filthy. even in the movies she be in, she be filthy.
Yeah, she's gross.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Oh my God. But yeah.
Most, if not all of them were, though. You know what I mean?
Her and the one that was on Soul Plane, wasn't she part of Queens of Comedy too? I think. Lord have mercy, what's her name? Hold on, because that's going to bug me.
Who? Adele Givens?
I don't even know her name. I have to see her face. Hold on. Come on, because I know she was on Soul Plane. Because she was the one trying to get freaky with her dude on the plane. And they were, like, trying to join the Mile High Club. And, oh, my God, why is she not showing up on here? I'm looking at the cast. Why is she not on here? Dang.
And you say she was Cheryl Underwood?
I don't know her name.
Because I don't, I mean, as many times as I've seen Soul Plane, I don't remember that shit either. I just remember my nigga slipping and falling and hitting his head.
Some more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And she related, who is she related to again? Is it Nia? Is it Nia? Not Nia. Is it Nia?
Yeah, Nia Long's her sister.
Yeah. Absolutely. She stayed with her breasts out. Them things is outside. Yeah. Them things is outside. Yeah. Cheryl Underwood. All them motherfuckers was nasty, boy.
Yeah.
They used to talk filthy.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. I think the only Whoopi wasn't like that, though.
No, she wasn't.
No. I fuck with Kim Coles, too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I fuck with Kim Coles heavy.
Definitely.
All right, Britt. Well,
we got some work to do.
That I'm excited for that one. I forgot what I forgot what the other. Oh, yeah, we get role players.
Yep, I got that written down.
Okay, cool. Because that one, we'll drop that one whenever. But that Eddie versus Martin, oh, that's going to be fire.
Y'all need to stay tuned.
All right, Brett, tell them where they can find you and tell them about your latest episode. You better tell them.
My latest?
Your latest.
All right, well, you can find me wherever you listen to podcasts. I can talk about this all day. And on Twitter and Blue Sky, well, let's see, I can't say this. It's two different names. So on Twitter, it's BrittyBritty18, and on Blue Sky, it's just BrittyBritty.
Oh, yeah, we are on Blue Sky. You know, I signed up for Blue Sky, like, back, like, during the pandemic.
Oh, did you?
It was something, you remember they first started promoting it or something like that, and they was like, yeah, everybody go over to Blue Sky. So, shout out to Greg. Greg was like, because Greg be knowing about all these shits before they started. He be in there and like doing the beta stage. And he was like, the classic line, I'm telling y'all, this is going to be the next big thing. It wasn't, but niggas still went over there. I went over there and never went back. And then I guess it's popping again now. So, shout out.
I actually just got mine.
It's like the Target. I said it's like the Target. Of social media.
Yeah, I just got mine last week. Thanks to 12 Kyle. I did not know about Blue Sky. Mm-hmm. But we were having a discussion about Twitter. And I was like, well, let me go ahead and jump on there. So I'm there.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I keep getting notifications or something like that, I'll be interactive. But it's not going to be Twitter. Twitter is going to go down in the Hall of Fame as probably the best. Facebook dropped the ball. What's the other shit that we used to be on like crazy? MySpace mm-hmm. dropped the ball. I think Black Planet is still going. I think Black Planet is going to be Hall of Fame. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Oh, definitely.
It had its run, but I don't think
I miss my Black Planet.
I do miss it, though. I really miss Black Planet, dog. I really do. What was your login name?
Oh, I don't even remember.
I remember.
It was so long ago. I don't remember.
Don't lie. Promise me that.
I think it was like Mixed Girl something.
That's wild.
But that's what we did back then.
So promise me you're not gonna lie.
I can't, but okay.
Y2K the Don.
What?
Why? I'm about to spell it out too. Y, the letter Y, the number 2, the letter K, THADON.
That sounds like a Black Planet.
Yeah.
Name.
You Dobby would say it. Dobby still calls me. he'd be like,
what? No.
No. And I put Y2K. I said Y2K is Y2T. So it was Y2TAYTHADON. He still called me Y2T.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's just so corny. Super corny. Y2T is super corny. You want to know my first rapper name? My rapper's name, my hip hop name. This was before Northridge.
Oh, 115.
Yeah, this was before that. Uh-huh. It was the Protocol.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's not bad though. Thank you.
It's not Y2T.
It's not Y2T. It's not Y2T.
Oh my God! I'm gonna change your name to Y2T.
Y2T. Hey, as a matter of fact, if I remember, I'll play one of the songs at the end of this episode.
Oh boy!
I gotta find it though. You be sending me shit. I be losing it. I know. I saved it. I don't know where I saved it.
Mm-mm.
Probably in my file somewhere. But yeah, I'm in Blue Skies 2. I don't know my name. I don't know what it is. Because, like I said, I signed up for it a couple of years ago or something like that. I don't know if
Find me and go through my followers. He's there.
Yeah, I'm there. I have like 6 friends.
Yeah, me too right now. It's something low like that.
Yeah, so we over there. So if y'all want to go over there when you want to deal with less drama, you know, like I said.
Or your mama.
Like I said, to me, it's the target of social media accounts. It's a little bit more upscale.
Tarjay.
Yeah, a little Tarjay over there, okay? That's where I'm at. Baylorism on TikTok and I think Baylorism on Twitter, yeah. And at Baylor the Great on IG. I am going to go back to this KDOT album that I've been listening to all day.
All damn day. Since it drops.
All goddamn day. I'm going straight to, I'll probably go straight to Dodger Blue. I'm going to Dodger Blue. That's the type of vibe I'm on. Okay. Shout out to all the Drake fans out there. I know how y'all feel. Actually, I don't.
Psych.
Because, like, we won. You know what I mean? And... Yeah,
it's still winning.
This
is a long W.
Yeah, this is bad. This is bad for y'all, but I honestly don't care. So,
like, are y'all still gonna watch the halftime show?
Yeah, what y'all gonna do? Especially like, check this out. What if you're a Drake fan and your team makes it to the Super Bowl?
Ooh.
You gotta watch.
And you're like anti KDOT because you're so Drake.
Yeah, you gotta watch. But shout out, man. Shout out. Mm-hmm. She said that.
We still winning. We still winning.
Drake.
Drake. The nigga that. You stole my whole fucking flow.